For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. Dawson College announced an investment of over $1 million in a comprehensive artificial intelligence initiative. The investment, which will evolve over the next 3 years, will cover funding for research projects on AI, the creation of teaching materials related to AI, faculty training, and most importantly, the development of programs of study. As of fall 2019, students will have the opportunity to learn about AI in a variety of subjects, mainly through general education humanities classes, which all CJEP students must take. Students will also be able to participate in many extracurricular activities related to the topic. The announcement took place at the Supporting Active Learning and Technological Innovation in Studies of Education conference, which was hosted by Dawson College this year. Laval Police and the Sûreté du Québec carried out more than 20 drug raids throughout the province, targeting a network allegedly responsible for the production, distribution, and export of synthetic prescription drugs. 3 men and 6 women between 20 and 56 years old had been arrested and were scheduled to face drug trafficking charges in court. During the raid, police seized cocaine and methamphetamine, along with 12 firearms and drug press machines. According to Laval Police, the operation stems from an investigation in February 2018 when the Canada Border Services Agency seized 200 parcels containing 200,000 counterfeit Xanax pills that were being sent to the United States, England, and Australia. In national news, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is examining the possibility of prosecuting 32 Canadians allegedly involved in war crimes in Syria. According to Global News, officials said that investigators are exploring whether the Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes Act could apply. This comes as Canada announced earlier this year its preparation for the return of Canadians detained in Syria by US-backed Kurdish forces following the collapse of the Islamic State. However, the Canadian government still has not planned the repatriation process of the Canadians held in custody, saying that it is too dangerous to take them out through Iraq or Turkey. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.